Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 264, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Come, let us sing before the Lord, and new songs of praise with sweet accord. For wonders great by him are done, his mighty arm has victory won. And what follows? Psalter 264, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 16. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Mark 16. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. And neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. And now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, and neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them, which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Let us ask the Lord for a blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then thou was granted that by renewal on this special day of commemoration, that we may come up to thy house with our children. And, Lord, may we experience the wonderful things of the Lord by the work of thy Holy Spirit. Then for thy church, on the day of the resurrection of thy dear Son, they have begun the day and the morning with such fears, they were so overwhelmed, and yet outgoings unto thee, the living God. But then, O Lord, then for so many of them, before the day is ended, they have received a visit, they have received a word, they were given to behold those pierced hands and side, and thou wast opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures. Lord, 'tis perfectly known unto thee how it has been thus far with each and every one of us, our boys and our girls, our youth, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones. Oh, perhaps a few souls that are yet so troubled with such a desire, perhaps a little expectation. Oh, Lord, may thou then be a surprising God in this very hour. Those that stand afar off, to hear their name, to receive instruction by true saving faith, to be given to embrace thee and to receive those further leadings concerning the priestly office of thy dear Son. Lord, do remember the unconverted. May there have been those that with a jealousy in this day have listened to thy wonderful works, and that have been in secret places and have begged thee for that wonderful work in their hearts. Lord, may the prayers be answered in this hour, that many may be born again in Zion. Do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Do bless thy word in the church. Help the consistory to that end. Bless thy word in the family circles. and bless thy word in our Christian school. It all awaits for thy blessing, and thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. We commend unto thee the confession of faith class. Lord, may they be found in secret places in this week, asking thee for what is necessary for the coming Sabbath day, that they may have a brightness and sincerity when they hope to make their oath an impression of the blessings, but also of the responsibility. Oh, may they be given to beg of thee that precious work of the Spirit, virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son. Oh, to receive those living and new desires to hunger and thirst after righteousness, to be given to make that good choice of a Ruth, and to learn that we can never be saved by our works, that it is all of grace. Oh, to experience the precious things that a Mary Magdalene has experienced, then they shall never be put to shame. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer, where we live in a time that there are so many temptations, where it is so silent, and many that give not an example as it ought to be. O Lord, wilt thou turn us as a people, and then we shall be turned. We remember thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. The labors are manifold. May it please thee to grant more servants, a church worker for our mission field, and teachers for our Christian schools. Wilt thou remember the students in this day? Do uphold the persecuted church. Remember thy church in that country where there is war, where there is death, where there is distress, where there is destruction. May they be given to cry unto thee, and that this solemn calling, that it may be used for many conversions, but also for thy people, that they may be led further in the steps of grace. Do remember the Jewish people. Take that veil off, and, O Lord, what is necessary for them, that is necessary for us. Teach us that by nature we are a Jew. Lord, remember all mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants, and remember the team. May their labors be blessed richly. Remember the nations of the earth. Remember also our poor nation with the leaders. Remember our province with all those in high authority. Remember the manifold needs. And then by renewal in a special way, then we commend it to family circles with many fears, overwhelmed, distress, their hope fading away. Then by renewal we commend unto thee those that are all actively searching, if it may please thee. Wilt thou guide their ways, and wilt thou uphold the family circles. Ah, may it be used for true conversions. Remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery, where those places remain so empty. Remember our elderly ones, those in the care home, with those that lovingly care for them. Wilt thou remember the sick and afflicted, the old father with that dreaded disease? May he be given to cry unto thee with his dear wife. And wilt thou remember all those with fears, with cares, with distress, that are under the physician's care? Remember the handicapped ones. Remember all the difficulties of the body. Remember the difficulties of the mind. Wilt thou remember the family circles? May love abound between husband and wife, between parents and children. When it is different, wilt thou grant repentance? What has been separated, do bring it together. Lord, remember two young couples who soon hope to be united in the holy bond of matrimony. Wilt thou remember and help with all the preparations, grand traveling mercies? May they be found on their knees, humbly asking thee that thou may go with them, that thou may be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, and that they may be marriages for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name, to be given to seek thee early. Then the empty places in the family circles, they shall be remembered. Do uphold them. Lord, remember now in this evening hour. May it please thee by renewal to grant some words to speak, to declare the wonderful works of the Lord, which the exalted King and Savior by the Spirit works in the heart of his people, to make that need, but also to fulfill that need, as the church on the day of the resurrection has experienced. Then that was being such a surprising God, and it was a day that they have never forgotten, surely, a day of praise and thanksgiving. May that so be in this evening hour. That souls may return to their dwelling, rejoicing, overwhelmed, in the with the wonderful things of the Lord. Lord, do it then for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 320, the stanzas 1 through 5. Ye gates of peace and joy untold, ye gates of righteousness unfold, that I may enter in and raise a song of thankfulness and praise. And what follows, Psalter 320, the 5 stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal we wish to ask your attention for our text words. John 20, the verses 11 through 18. And we shall read the verses 16, 17, and 18. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Jesus' appearance unto Mary on the morning of the resurrection. Mary's early seeking of Jesus. Mary looking into the empty sepulchre of Jesus. Mary questioned by Jesus. Mary comforted by Jesus. And Mary given a mandate by Jesus. Beloved congregation, what precious instruction and encouragement in our text words. Oh, for a Mary, then she could relate to the psalmist of Psalm 63 so well, where in verse 1 the psalmist declared, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My heart, my soul thirsteth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. And for those thirsty ones, shall they then be put to shame? No, because that true thirst, that living thirst, that is a fruit of the mediatorial work of the risen Christ. And now we have already heard wonderful things. That a Mary, that weeping Mary, that she was given to stoop and look into the sepulcher. Oh, it can be for those Marys that there are times so overwhelmed and so distressed that sometimes they think to themselves that I am not even thinking straight anymore. When we think of those women, they have clearly seen on Good Friday before the Sabbath day, that a stone, and we have heard it, that stone was great. It was rolled in front of the sepulcher. And now they still had a little joy that they could buy those spices. And on the Sabbath day, the thought that they could go to that sepulcher and anoint the Lord Jesus more. And it seemed that they have never thought of that stone until early in the morning on the way. And now we have heard that when Mary looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, we have heard out of Mark that for the women they have seen a young man. But it is specifically mentioned in our text words and saith to angels, O Mary, what a preaching that God has sent two holy angels from heaven that they may sit in that sepulcher, and that they were looking the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. O Mary, is that not a plain preaching? That the body of the Lord Jesus Christ has not been stolen. For the church they learn that they need light for everything, undoubtedly. When Mary was later given to meditate, that she thought, how ignorant, how foolish. Oh, it cannot be different that on that day that the church has compared their experiences, and now Peter and John, they could not tell of those angels, but they could tell of the linen clothes and the napkin. But Mary has seen the angels. And then a simple question. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She did not have to think so long. There was a special matter that she was weeping about. Oh, it is true. On Good Friday at the cross, her hope has come to an end. But now such a desire, even to embalm a dead Jesus, and now an empty sepulcher. Oh, it is true. Soon she would learn that Christ was risen indeed. Why weepest thou? As she saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. If we read that carefully, that also has instruction. They have taken away my Lord. We read in verse 2 of this chapter, when Mary Magdalene has seen that the stone was rolled away, then she has said to Peter and John, they have taken away the Lord. But now when she stood weeping by the sepulcher, alone with the angels, then she has said, my Lord. Are there souls that understand it? No. For Peter and John, she did not say they have taken away a Lord. The Lord was her only master. But those Marys, they can be so timid. They can be so afraid to use those personal pronouns. Is it not their desire? Oh, that you do not have to ask those Marys. But when she has returned from the sepulcher, with everything that has transpired, then she was given to say, the Lord. But now when she was more separated from the church, only with a few angels, when she has wept out her heart, and that question that was asked so tenderly, oh, did Christ, he has sent those angels, did the Lord Jesus Christ not know why Mary was weeping? Knew it most perfectly. But in the presence of the angels, an opportunity to tell what liveth in their hearts. And our Mary, she had that freedom to totally unburden her heart. And then she did not say, the Lord. No, she was given to say, they have taken away my Lord. That is not strange for those Marys. You'll find him in secret places. You'll find him at the throne of grace that they are given to make that good choice. All freedom to use that word my. Although if you would ask those Marys, do you now have the foundation for that my? Then perhaps the tears would roll. But those Marys can say, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest my desire that thou may be my Lord and that I may be a handmaiden, as we read of different ones in the scriptures. Oh, of a Ruth, a Hannah, an Abigail, Mary, the mother of Jesus, after she has received that glorious message that she would be the mother of the Son of God. Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto thee according to thy word. Thus a Mary, with that empty sepulcher, a weeping Mary, then she was given to make a confession. Oh, so freely, such a precious confession. Whatever takes place, whatever has transpired, they have taken my Lord. Mary has ministered unto him. She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, as she turned herself back and saw Jesus, and knew not that it was Jesus. It is remarkable that the angels, they have asked a question. Mary has given a simple answer, unburdening her heart, and that the angels, that they have not given any instruction to Mary, not a promise and not an encouragement. That is also instruction. That was because the Lord was making room for a further blessing, a revelation of the risen Christ. Our third thought, Mary questioned by Jesus. Then we read that she has turned herself back, perhaps footsteps, perhaps a shadow. And when she had turned, and when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus and knew not that it was Jesus. Oh, that precious Jesus that has looked up as weeping bride and to declare what he has done, the dowry that he has paid, how he has come to save his bride, but also to comfort his bride, and knew not that it was Jesus. Oh, undoubtedly, her eyes clouded with tears. Was also Jesus, it is true, has risen with the same body, but he has received a glorified body. And let us add 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the work of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus, he began to speak unto her. Oh, to draw out her heart, Jesus knew why she has wept. those tears, those true tears which are wrought by the Holy Spirit, they are merited by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, as the greater Joseph, a burning heart, that he may make himself known unto Mary. And to that end, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? The same question that the angels have asked many times, how often it is for the true child of God, when the Lord speaks, that they are given to beg, so much can come up against it. The question, have I taken it myself, can be because of such a strong desire that we take a text. And if we desire to have a text under trying circumstances, then surely we can find one. And how many a child of God has begged when they believed that the Lord has spoken, that the Lord may confirm it, that they may hear it in the house of God. And that has now happened in the life of Mary. Jesus saith unto her, Oh, how kindly and tenderly that the bridegroom must have spoken those words to that weeping Mary. Woman, why weepest thou? And then a further separation was made, because concerning that weeping can be such a mixture, we have heard it from the daughters of Jerusalem. And there can be many questions concerning tears, whether they are tears, whether it is the work of the Holy Spirit, or whether it is emotion, a tender conscience, still a blessing, or because of the consequences, because many times the Lord uses providential trials in different ways, accompanied with his holy word, to gather his church. And now for a Mary, oh, she has wept those sweet and bitter tears. There was a missing Mary, but then another question has been asked, to separate, whom seekest thou? May we also ask that question to our own selves. May I ask you, congregation, then there is not asked, what seekest thou? Then we would have many different answers in this evening. And also concerning that question, whom seekest thou? A young man, a young woman, seeking for a future spouse. But now on this Easter day, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? What would be our answer, congregation? Whom do we seek? Have we become a missing people? Have we become a desiring people? Have we learned that on account of our sins, there has come such a separation, all our own fault, our own guilt? And yet, on account of that love, then those Marys, they cannot miss the Lord. That is worse than death, those true Marys. They not only need him at the day of their death, but they have a desire for him in this life, that he may be their prophet, their king. And they learn to spiritual, teach them the necessity of that priestly office. O woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And now those Marys, they need to learn. They do not only seek the Lord, but what we read in John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to make room for that precious Son of God, for his administration. And when he may be revealed in the Word of God, when the gospel may be opened, then their heart has a desire, goes out after him, and then they have a desire to hear of his precious work, how he saves his people, how poor sinners are brought to that precious Savior, and also whether it is possible for a sinner as I am to be saved by that Savior. As she's supposing him to be the gardener, not perfectly, not all the way wrong, of course. Jesus was not the gardener of the garden where Jesus was buried, where the sepulcher of Joseph of Arimathea was. But Jesus is that heavenly gardener, where those little tender plants are planted, the work of free and sovereign grace, and then that holy gardener, then he beholds his garden very closely, how it is with those plants, much work, need to be digged about, need to be dunged, the vines need to be pruned, and then at the end, oh, that heavenly gardener, he is so free. Sometime he takes very little plants, tender plants, young flowers, and then he takes them into heaven. Other ones, they have become older. Then she is answered, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. In that answer, we find a word three times, that is him. Why did Mary say him and not Jesus? In the first place, then Mary thought that surely, and especially the gardener, that all people would be busy with Jesus, what has taken place on Good Friday, solemn things, darkness, earthquake, and many other things. Ah, then those Marys, when they are so busy with the Lord and the kingdom of heaven, then they would think that all people are busy with Jesus, and to that end, as she has said him, we read the same things of those travelers to Emmaus when Jesus has joined those two. And when he has seen they were sad, why are you so sad? And then those two travelers have said, Cleopas, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and knowest not the things that have taken place? Thus Mary three times has mentioned him. Can also be another reason. It can be in the life of those Marys that they are so careful that they take Jesus upon their lips. It can even be that there are souls that even think that they need a certain assurance before they can take Jesus upon their lips. But oh, the question is for those Marys, whether they love Him, whether they have received the knowledge. And when they receive a knowledge, then their heart shall go out after them. All with desire that Jesus may be their Jesus, their Savior. Because those Marys, we have heard it on Friday evening, that at the foot of the cross there was a cutting off work from everything she has experienced. Ah, those Marys shall learn that love. There are those times that it seems that love covers their sin, but those Marys shall learn that justice needs to be satisfied. Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Ah, then in the exercise of faith becomes very bold, and love that overcometh much. Then Mary was given to declare that if the gardener would tell her where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. The tender dealings of Jesus on the day of resurrection with Mary. Oh, what an encouragement for the true church of God and my unconverted fellow travelers. Are they not wonderful things? The precious dealings of Jesus with Mary. Oh, it is true she has wept, but we have heard in this morning that those weeping Marys, that they would never trade it with the things of the world. And then in our history, then it is so clearly manifested what I read in Psalm 138 verse 8. That the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Our forethought, Mary comforted by Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, are there a few souls that have begged in this day that you may hear your name mentioned? Jesus saith unto her, Mary. And that was spoken in such a loving and a tender way. Oh, that it touched the chords of her heart. Oh, it is true. Those true Marys, they cannot deny that they hear their name mentioned does not mean boys and girls, the personal name. But when the word may be opened, when it may be preached, when they open the scriptures, then those true Marys, they cannot deny that there are times that their name, that their life is mentioned. Has even happened sometime when the Lord has begun that good work, and especially one that was not so familiar with the way that the Lord holds with those Marys and with his people, that there have been people that have come to church, and after the service, they went to the minister and says, who has now told you about my life, what I am? Those are the wonderful works of the Lord. Their name mentioned. And I read in Zechariah 4 verse 10, not to despise the day of small things, not the foundation, it is true. O Mary, on the evening of the resurrection, then she would learn more. I read in Isaiah 66 verse 2, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite heart. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. We know that there are more Marys in the Bible, and also more Marys have went to the sepulchre. But when the Lord speaks, then such a soul shall hear their name. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. Oh, what an encouragement for those true seekers, that they shall not seek in vain. And we have mentioned in this morning Proverbs 8 verse 17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. And Proverbs 13 verse 4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Oh, it is true. The enemy of souls, he can whisper into the ears of those Mary that they are seeking in vain and that it shall turn out all wrong. But we have the examples and the promises in the Word of God that for those seekers, that they shall become finders. And only one word, Mary, as she turned herself, that signifies that after she has spoken to the gardener, that she went, she is faced by renewal, that empty sepulchre, because that is the last place where she has seen her beloved. But then when she has heard Mary, oh, then she turned from that empty sepulchre and given to hear that Christ was risen indeed. What a precious message, a preaching of an empty sepulchre. It was revealed the living Savior as she turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say master, also means teacher. It implies ownership, love, faith, bewilderment, obedience, and honor. Then she was given to behold him whom her soul loveth. That we read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, that the bride has went to the watchman, have ye seen him, O my soul loveth? What a precious instruction. What a day for Mary. May it please the Lord to give such a day for those that stand so afar off with all their riddles, with their questions, with their perplexities, with their impossibilities, that they may hear their name mentioned. And in the mentioning of that name, there lies so much, not only love, tenderness, but a declaration that Christ is risen indeed, is the Lord. Not a surprising God for his people. For a Mary and for those women of vehement desire, that he may bestow those spices upon a dead Jesus. went so different than they thought, and instead of a dead Jesus, have met the living Savior who has spoken so kindly, oh, it is true. She still needed to learn more. And nevertheless, Christ is risen indeed, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master, congregation, may I ask you who is our Master? Has it become the Lord? May I ask you, what do you have against the service of that precious Master? What is your answer, congregation? Is a service too hard? How do you know? Or, and do you have many objections against his laws? Are his laws not good and wise? Go from commandment to commandment. Oh, may you be given to ask that the Lord, the risen King, by his almighty grace, by the work of the Spirit, that he may shed his love abroad in your heart, and that you may be given to taste of the precious things of the Master, that his service is such a good service, then you shall be spoiled for the world, and then you shall become a seeker, because then we shall learn, because of our sins, that we have ruined everything, that we are so guilty, that we have but a short time, then we do not become 100 years old, then we are busy with our soul, and then we are given to beg of the Lord for that one thing needful, and in the further leadings, oh, the need for that precious Savior. There has never been a child of God, when they have tasted of the sweet things of the Lord, oh, it is true. We read of the children of Israel, can be times later, when that old man becomes so active, and they think of the cucumbers and garlic in Egypt. Nevertheless, the Lord shall remember his people. Oh, blessed Mary, when she may stand at the opening of the sepulcher and receive such a personal visit. She was there alone, and Jesus has spoken so comfortably to her soul, and then she was given to call a Master. Our fifth thought, Mary given a mandate by Jesus, let us first sing 175, 1, 3, and 4. Come all ye people, bless our God, and tell his glorious praise abroad, who holds our soul in life, who never lets our feet be moved, and though our faith he often proved, upholds us in the strife and what follows. Psalter 175, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. of Mary given a mandate by Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not. The question could be asked, why Jesus has dealt differently with Mary than with other ones. Because in Matthew 28 verse 9, we read of the women that have returned from the grave, and Jesus has met them. And then we read of those women that they held him by his feet and worshipped him. Later in the evening, when Christ is stood in the midst of his church, and when they were so affrighted and so unbelieving, and then we read that Christ has asked for something to eat, and then he has said, handle me, for a spirit has no flesh and blood. In John 20, verse 27, 8 days later, when Thomas was also present in the midst of the church, then he has said, Thomas, reach hither thy finger. Thus in those circumstances, then we read that Jesus has commanded and permitted that they may touch him. And now that weeping Mary, with such a heart of love, with such a precious confession, Rabboni, with such a desire to embrace her master, then Jesus has said, touch me not. How are we to understand it? Then with those others, we read of those women that they have feared. In the evening that the church was affrighted, and Thomas so full of unbelief. But of a Mary, we have heard it in this morning, when she has seen the holy angels, that she has not feared, as she was so busy with her desire. And to that end, Mary must learn that a different time has come, and that she must be weaned off the bodily presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a difficult lesson it is for the church, and not to live by sight, but by faith. Then when Christ has said, touch me not, then we have here the address of the Lord's Prayer, my Father which art in heaven, my Father, that is that closeness, but which art in heaven, that is that reverence and that awe and that distance. The Lord is so free how he deals with his people. And when we read, Jesus saith unto her, touch me not. People of God, how ashamed, how often we must be. Oh, that distance, that lukewarmness, living off experiences. What did Mary desire? Sweet communion, Lord, with thee. Oh, then, that command so often. People of God, we shall leave you to fill it in. But then that command is not so necessary. Touch me not. Oh, may the Lord grant more. of those exercises of a Mary with that heartfelt desire to experience that communion. It can be in the life of a true child of God that there can be a time is different than what we read in our text, but that they are overwhelmed with such a measure of love that it seems that their meek, weak, and frail bodies cannot withstand that love. Then there have been souls in their simplicity that they have asked the Lord to withdraw a little, later, that can become guilt. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not. Then she has received a new instruction. The arrow lieth further, as she was given to behold her beloved. He is risen out of the sepulchre. It was empty. Has seen the place where he is lain. He has appeared unto her. For I am not yet ascended to my Father. Then each time by renewal, then the child of God, they need instruction and they need light. But go to my brethren. What a tender word for disciples that have fled. For a Peter that has denied all of Peter, he would soon also receive a visit. Nothing recorded of that visit that was too tender and too intimate. Oh, a visit of Jesus also to Peter. But what a message. Then Jesus did not say, Mary, go to those deserters, those that have spoken so proudly that they would never be offended. No, go to my brethren. He loves them still, has loved them in eternity, has loved them on the cross, on the day of their resurrection, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Christ did not say to Mary, you must go to the church and speak of our Father and our God. No separation. I ascend unto my Father, the only begotten Son of God, but also your Father through the eldest brother. Begotten children by the seed of regeneration, and to my God and your God, confirms the choice of the church. Mary Magdalene, profound words. She was a messenger. As soon she would be deeper and further led concerning the resurrection of Christ. But Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. What a messenger! How she must have told it with liveliness out of her heart, that she says, oh church, oh disciples, oh women, I thought, all come to an end, all deceit, nigh to despair. But when I have stood weeping so bitterly, oh, then she has told what she has seen, the empty sepulcher, but especially that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her, a messenger of glad tidings. Then Mary Magdalene has also learned that she could only be a messenger, because we have heard it out of Mark 16. Those women have come, Mary Magdalene, idle tales, and they believed her not. What a day for Mary. Is there a soul, a few souls, that have come up to God's house with desires, with longings? That the life is of Mary is not a strange matter. And how has it been in this day? Maybe still a Mary with an unsolved case, with riddles, with questions. May it then please the Lord to come over before the clock strikes 12. The Lord comes at his time, his way. What an encouragement to remain at the feet of the Lord. 'Tis confirmed in our text words that the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands. May it please the exalted King to work lovingly, irresistibly in the hearts of young and old, that among young and old be converted, those that stand afar off brought nigh through the blood, the people of God led further in the mysteries of salvation. Peter has written in 1 Peter 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day, and that thou wast given some words to speak. May thou be the after preacher. May thou grant the application. May the unconverted truly become unconverted. Remember the Marys, the weeping Marys. Remember thy people. Oh, late in the evening, then thou wast being such a surprising God, where thou wast stood in the midst of them and declared thy high priestly office. Lord, we may begin another week, then by renewal, we commend the family circles unto thee, with their uncertainties, with their fears and fading hopes. Wilt thou remember tomorrow evening when once more we hope to meet with the confession of faith class? Remember also the school board when they hope to meet. Wilt thou gather with them? Remember the mothers in the home with the children. Remember the unborn. Remember at work. Remember at school. remember on the way. Remember wherever we are called to be. Well, don't keep from harm and danger. Keep from an unexpected, but above all from an unprepared death, O Lord. Do keep us from sin and temptation. Well, thou now graciously watch over us in the furtherance of this night. Watch over us during the night, that we may be given to rise refreshed for body and for mind. Ah, wilt thou grant meditations, exercises, and prayers, then by renewal, then we commend unto thee the great need in the realm of nature. Thou wast given a little moisture. Remember the farmers when they may entrust the seed to the earth. May it be done with prayer, a looking unto thee. May there be food for man and beast. Lord, pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, 387, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. To God, my earnest voice I raise. To God, my voice imploring praise. Before his face my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe, and what follows. 387, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.